The Great Backyard Bird Count takes place every February. One of the key differences between this event and the Christmas Bird Count is that the Great Backyard Bird Count is global and may capture some of those early migrants returning for the spring. Marshall Lilif is a project leader for eBird at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology.
The Christmas Bird Count is sort of an early winter snapshot, and the Great Backyard Bird Count is sort of a late winter snapshot. And to a certain extent, that can help you understand how well are birds surviving through the winter.
In conjunction with the counts, Lilif says that programs like eBird have made it easier to track and share information on global bird populations.
There's a lot of stories over the years of how birds have been this early warning system for people, with DDT being one of the famous ones. Understanding the health of birds really helps us understand how the whole ecosystem is functioning.
Lilif says that fluctuations in populations can occur for a variety of reasons, including climate variability, competition, or human intervention. Global as well as local changes can be observed through these counts. McKenna Johnson is a biology student at Utah State University and member of the Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Something neat we've seen with the Eurasian collared dove, which originally they were everywhere and there were so many of them, but now we're seeing this downshift in their populations. It's like kind of like they're regulating. So we've gotten that data through bird counts like this.
The Great Backyard Bird Count has concluded for 2018. For more information on how to still get involved, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Rihanna Gale.